USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After a strong push by Republican lawmakers, the Supreme Court wants more time to debate about the Title 42 policy before letting it expire. Now with the cold temperatures, a humanitarian crisis adds to the swelling numbers at the border.
It comes as the policy known as Title 42 is set to expire this week. Mayor Oscar Leeser took action because of the rising number of migrants having to sleep outside. Leeser said this will provide the city with more resources to help the migrants coming into El Paso. City leaders are also expecting millions of dollars from the federal government to help with the crisis. Title 42 is a Trump-era public health rule that has been used to expedite deportations. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Ukraine officials announced they have reached a deal with Elon Musk's Space Exploration Technologies Corporation to receive thousands more Starlink antennas to help counter Russia's air attacks. Russian forces launched 4 missile attacks, 60 airstrikes, and more than 80 salvos from multiple rocket launch systems over the past day. Ukraine's general staff said on Facebook Ukrainian troops repelled attacks near 10 settlements in the eastern part of the country. Medicines to lower fevers, clear congestion, and ease aches and pains are in high demand this winter as the United States is experiencing a rise in pediatric cases of RSV. Parents and caregivers are struggling to find over-the-counter fever reducers. Sales of children's over-the-counter medication are up 80% compared with the same four-week period a year earlier. Tom Browning, who played 12 seasons in Major League Baseball, died unexpectedly on Monday. He was 62 years old. The Boone County Sheriff's Office in Kentucky says it received a call regarding a person not breathing in their home. They found Browning unresponsive on the couch. EMTs and responders unsuccessfully attempted life-saving measures. This is USA News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee referred multiple criminal charges against former President Trump to the Department of Justice. Where it goes from there is anyone's guess. The committee also referred ethics charges against several Republican lawmakers to the House Ethics Committee over the legislators' failure to honor panel subpoenas. New York GOP Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax calls the investigation a Soviet-style propaganda show.
They knew what they were doing. They cherry-picked the evidence and the people they wanted to talk to. They didn't want President Trump or anyone to speak freely in a live format because they wanted to make sure they could censor everything that was coming out so that they could prove their narrative and a false narrative. That's the opposite of what our criminal justice system is about. This is guilty until proven innocent.
Actor Johnny Depp's legal fight with Amber Heard has come to an end.
The actress is settling her claim against her ex-husband. In a statement, Heard said after a great deal of deliberation, she made a very difficult decision to settle the case and added she did not choose this. Heard reportedly will pay Depp $1 million to put an end to the case, but there are no restrictions on what she can talk about. She also accepted no guilt. Heard was ordered to pay $10 million in damages after a jury found that she defamed Depp. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.